and welcome to episode 70 of Little Cabin Knits. Where'd you get that pattern? Little Cabin Knits is a bi-weekly to monthly podcast all about my knitting life and crafting and crocheting life here in the wilds of Alaska with a little bit of Huga sprinkled throughout. I'm your host, Emily. My pronouns are she and her. I am a knitter, a crocheter, a crafter of all wonderful things for my little love bug, Jimmy. I am a stay-at-home mom. I'm a mental health therapist. I'm a mental health advocate. And I just have a wonderful time sharing my love of crafts with you all. So grab a cup of your choice, sit back and relax as we explore the question, where'd you get that pattern? All right, administration. So really quick admin. Hold on, let's get this mosquito. There we go. You can find me, Emily, on Instagram and Ravelry and all the social medias as Anders Mill Knits. And let's see, the show notes are usually at betweenknitsandpearls.com. Haven't been updating the show notes there. Doesn't seem like I get too much traffic there except for my free pattern. So I'm going to let the website go because I can't really afford to hold on to it. So we'll see what that means. I have no idea what that's going to mean. So we're going to take a look. The knit along, craft along for knit or craft what you love is now come to a close because it is July 1st. And so I have picked winners. And if you stay tuned till the end of the show, you might hear your name. And if you hear your name, please get in contact with me ASAP so I can get those prizes out to you. And I think that is about it as far as admin. Yeah, that's it. There we go. Around the fire. Well, it's early morning here in Alaska. It's just past 7. I've been up since 4 because my little boy decided that that's when he wanted to wake up. And he's down for his first nap, but I didn't want to disturb the household, so I'm out on my back porch, and you might hear a little ambient or background noise. There's an airplane going overhead. He's really high. I can't even see him. I've got our little babbling brook going in the background. I can hear the birds. There's a lot of mosquitoes. I keep trying to get them. I should probably put on some mosquito repellent, but I really hate that stuff. And so I thought this morning, for around the fire, I'd really just kind of talk about the knit and crochet campout that we had during, is that Memorial weekend that we just had? It might have been. No, I'm so confused. No, it was Juneteenth weekend. And so we had a 3-day weekend, and so I planned this in advance with a little help from my Sunday knitting group who are really excited to come on and talk to you guys, so we just have to arrange it. Now that I know that I can record on my iPad, I think it's going to be a lot easier to do that. So I arranged a pretty low-key day. The way it worked was my husband and I, with Jimmy, we went out to a place called Indian Creek Campground, and you can't reserve a spot, so you get what you get. And we were really lucky. At first, I didn't get the spot that I wanted, which was way in the back with a little tiny patch of field around it. But the spot that I did get was sandwiched right between the two outhouses. I mean, that sounds gross, but it's not. Don't worry. There was no smell. We had a nice big open area with a fire pit. And plenty of room for me to set out the tables for our food, which we had so much of, our show and tell table and our de-stash table, and then plenty of room for us to have camp chairs around the fire. Now, I had requested that people RSVP with me that they were coming. Now, I knew that my entire knit group was going to come, and they did. They were awesome. and that was about five people. But then I'm also a member of a couple other knit groups around town that I love them, but I don't consider them my knit group. I just attend them occasionally. And so I posted them on their Facebook groups that I am a member of, and only two people from that actually RSVP'd. So I was expecting at most for there to be about eight of us. And in the end, we had over 14. We had 14 knitters or crocheters. We had two husbands, including Mr. Radio. Little Jimmy was there, and we had three dogs. It was awesome. Now, not everybody stayed the whole time. For the most part, about half of my knit group stayed the entire time. Like within half an hour of my husband and I getting out there and claiming our campsite, my friend Lisa was out there ready to help set everything up. So it was super easy and low key. I set up my awning tent over the picnic table, and then I set out the two tables that I'd purloined from my mother. And I set out the four camp chairs we had, and then I just had my husband start the fire, and I put Jimmy out to play in his bouncy, and we just started having fun. Mr. Radio and I played a short game of Mexican train dominoes before actually Lisa arrived in the middle of it. And then things just started rolling from there. Just one person after another started showing up, and we had so much good food. We had people, one of my friends, Myra, she brought pickled fiddlehead ferns of two different varieties, and oh my gosh, they were so good. And if you don't know what fiddlehead ferns are, I think they're pretty much all over the United States, but they're a specific type of fern that in the early spring, when they're first shooting up, the fern head is really tightly wound, and that's the time when you pick them and that they're edible. And growing up, my grandma Melamin, she would, we would harvest them, and grandma would either saute them to have with our whatever dinner we were cooking that night over the campfire, or she'd make it into a salad. So I grew up loving fiddlehead ferns, but most of the people there hadn't ever tried them, and I'd never had them pickled. They were so good. I love them, and I got to take home the leftovers of what we didn't eat of those, and so I sneak and snack on them here and there throughout the weeks or the days that have passed. We had lots of hot dogs. We didn't have any hamburgers. When it came time for dinner, I made us a cabbage, chicken sausage, kind of like stir fry skillet thing over the campfire. That was really yummy. Wasn't terribly filling because it didn't go as far as I would have liked, but we had so much other food, it didn't matter. We had hummus. We had lots of fruits and veg. We had homemade pitas or flatbread. I don't know which it was, but they were so good. And let's see, what else was there? Oh, I brought lots of little donuts. I brought Twinkies. I brought all the junk food. That's how I roll. The Twinkies were a huge hit. I thought that was really funny how many Twinkies everybody was eating. The donuts, not so much, but that's okay. I've just been savoring them myself since then. they're the really highly processed donuts, the little mini donuts that you get in the bag, so they stay well for a long time. And I got them at our bakery outlet. So I got them for 50 cents a bag. So I scored well on that. But what we just ended up doing was sitting around the campfire, crocheting or knitting on whatever projects we brought. And as new people would come, oftentimes it would be people that honestly didn't even know anybody there. And so we would introduce ourselves. And as we would introduce ourselves, I would provide a prompt for everybody to talk about. So we talked about, on one introduction, we talked about what we're currently working on. We talked about our favorite patterns, our most hated project. Let's see, what was the other ones? There was a couple other, because I think we did it about 5 times. But each time we did it, it took a long time for us to get around the circle, because every time somebody would get to the part of, you know, what are you working on? What's your favorite project? Everybody would want to talk about that, either whether it was the project itself or the technique they were using or the whole project style itself, like if it was socks or something like that. And there was a lot of, where'd you get that pattern? I gotta find it. And luckily we were in a spot, you know, a lot of places, campgrounds in Alaska, don't have phone service, because phone service is pretty spotty still here. But that's why I chose Indian Creek. It's super close to Anchorage, like 30 miles outside of Anchorage. And we still had Wi-Fi access, so people could feel comfortable and confident coming out there. And so there was a lot of pattern searches and downloads. And that actually got me thinking about what I'm going to talk about in the personal skill set section, which is where do we all get our patterns from, especially the free patterns? What does that kind of search and hunt look like? And what are your go-to places? I've done a lot of research on that, so stay tuned for that. But we just had such a good time. We teased each other. We laughed so much. We got to know each other so well. I made a lot of new friends. I got everybody's email address because we had so much fun that everybody was really disappointed about the idea of having to wait a whole year before we did it again. So they convinced me that we're going to do it again in September. I'd like to do it at a different campground, but at the same time, just to shake things up, really not any other reason than that. But at the same time, everybody kind of knows now where to go in Indian Creek. And everybody there was like, yeah, this is great. You know, it'll be a, if we just do the same campground, everybody will know where to go. I was like, all right. So I plan on doing a little bit more for the second camp out. I'm being a little bit more organized and everything, so I hope that it will go well. But at the same time, it's going to be kind of the same low-key thing. One day only event. And because when I say camp out, I mean, you know, most of these ladies, they weren't interested in actually camping at the campground like my husband and I were. They just wanted to come out for the day, sit around a campfire, and knit with people and really get to know them. And that was the crux of it, the core of it. And so we're going to do it again. The de-stash table it was successful in that everybody was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about it. But thank you, Emily, for bringing some yarn. And even though I don't have anything to contribute, I want to take this skein. And I was like, okay, whatever. But I did walk away with 2 skeins from my friend Moira, caught linen, and I think I don't have it with me. I stored it away because Jimmy kept on playing with it. But I thought that would be a really good base for something for Jimmy. 2 skeins in a kind of peachy coral color. And I've lost the name of the brand. It's one we all know very well. I can't get Harrisville Tweeds out of my head, and it's not them. Oh my God. Oh, Cascade Yarns. There we go. Cotton linen blend. So I'm excited about that too. I'm hoping to knit something for Jimmy out of that. And another lady brought a bunch of crochet hooks she was willing to part with, and I was like, hey, you know, I tried to share them with other people, but everybody else was like, no, we've got plenty of crochet hooks. And I'm like, well, I don't, because I'm a new crocheter. I've got 1 set of crochet hooks. So I was like, I'm just gonna snag all of that. But all of my yarn got snagged up that I brought. I think I brought 6 skeins, and so I felt justified and okay with the fact that I walked away with 2 skeins of yarn and a little bag full of crochet hooks. And yeah, I think that's probably about it that I'll share. It was just so fun, and you know, like it filled my heart and soul, that the whole experience. I was a little bit anxious quite a few times. I was told by my new friends and my old friends that I needed to sit down and crochet. Honestly, because I was so anxious and I felt like I had to do so much, even though I really didn't, I think I crocheted about half a piece of bread, which, if that sounds weird, just wait for on the shelf segment. I'll tell you all about it. Pardon me. But then everybody started to kind of drift off and go on home at about, started trickling out about 8 p.m. I think the last person to leave was about 9:30. My husband and I packed everything back up to keep it safe from bears and, you know, whatnot, riffraff, and just kind of secured the campsite, and we all went to bed. My husband was so amazing. Mr. Radio just took care of Jimmy and helped out every which way he could. He was just so wonderful, because it's so awkward trying to get your 13-month-old to take a nap or to go to bed in a camper. So that, I mean, last year when we went camping, he was so young, we just brought our portable, I guess it's a crib? Bassinet, that's it. Our portable bassinet, and that was easy. We just put him inside the bassinet, and he was good. This time, we couldn't bring his crib. So we had to jerry-rig a whole bunch of stuff in the motorhome to make sure that he was safe and secure and things like that. But it worked out wonderful, and my husband was just a champion. I cannot tell you how much I adore my husband. But the next day was Father's Day, so we got up and I made him breakfast over the campfire. And silly me, after I made the sausages on the campfire, I wasn't thinking, and we had some frozen hash browns, and shredded hash browns, and I just plopped them into the pan, and the grease went splattering everywhere, and I got a bunch on my foot. And 2 weeks later, I am still healing from that. It was a huge blister, which my son popped a few days later by grabbing my foot. Oh my gosh, that hurt so much. But it's healing nicely. It's not stinging so much now. The sun was out like gangbusters that whole weekend. We finished breakfast at Indian Creek, and then we went on to one of our favorite campgrounds called Granite Creek, and this place does not have cell service, so we went out there and just had a wonderful time. I did a lot of wading in the glacier-fed river there called Granite Creek, sorry. Because my foot hurt so much, and that cold water really helped. So my husband and I and Jimmy went to the riverbed at least 4 times that day so that I could wade. And Jimmy kept on getting anxious whenever I would go in the river. He would start fussing and crying and reaching for me. I think he was afraid something bad was going to happen to me, but nothing did. The only thing bad that happened to any of us was the mosquitoes were horrendous, and so were the flies. Like, they would not stop, and it was all because we've had a very wet spring summer, and this was the first day that we'd really had sunshine. Second day, I guess, we really had sunshine, and they were just all like in a frenzy to get out and about. And so yeah, we stayed at Granite Creek that night, and then we came back the next day, which was Monday, Juneteenth, and we just I proceeded to deep clean the motorhome very thoroughly. I was so exhausted by the end. But since the motorhome is now ours from Jeremy's dad, I feel a lot more ownership, and I'm not overstepping boundaries by really doing some deep cleaning. And so I really took the opportunity to work on that when we got home before Jeremy took it back up to his dad's to park it. So yeah, a lot more has happened since then. I've got some really exciting, promising news for myself, but I don't feel like I'm at a place where I can share it yet. But it's just been so much fun. Really enjoy myself. Oh my gosh, 17 minutes on just this segment. I gotta stop. On the shelf. I had to pause for a number of reasons, one of which, it's only 50 degrees outside, and I needed to go in and get a blanket because I'm still cold. My nose is starting to drip. But then we also live beside a lake, and somebody decided to take off from their in their plane, and then a dog started barking because of the airplane. So, did you hear that bird? I hope you did. So recording outside is not easy, but it is fun. All right, so what do I have done and completed? So let's, I'm not going to talk about that because that's still in the works. I just have a lot of squares done, my Battenberg blanket. I'll talk about that on the couch. What I do have done, I crocheted up 3 kitchen scrubbies using Patton's, using Red Heart scrubby yarn in the blue stripe colorway. I discovered I can get 2 scrubbies out of 1 skein with a little left over. So, I've just been using some coupons. Each time Joann's has like a 50 or a 60% off coupon, I go over and I get myself another skein. And so currently I've got 4 skeins. So each skein is usually $6, and I've been getting them for about $2.50 or $2 each. And so I actually picked up a skein for me in the colorway Jelly. And so it's different stripes of purple because I'm super excited about it. My mother-in-law was the recipient of these scrubbies. She specifically requested them from me. And so I went hunting online for a free pattern for these scrubbies. And let's see here. I found by Be Hooked Crochet and Knitting on their website, they've got 2 different styles of scrubby. Now, I've only crocheted the 1 style, and which is kind of like what I would call a pot scrubby. And you crochet a tube, and then you scrunch the two ends of the tubes together, and then you kind of like fold it in on itself and secure it together. So it makes this circular scrubby thing. I think you guys probably know what I'm talking about. But super easy, like ridiculously easy. I was super worried because the other patterns I was finding, they were crocheting it in the normal fashion where you crochet through the 2 loops on top. And finding the loops to crochet through on this scrubby yarn is nigh on impossible. So the reason why I really like the pattern that I did find it by Be Hooked Crochet and Knitting is that they crochet through the front post all around in a continuous round. Like, you never even acknowledge that you have finished a round. You just keep going and going and going until you have 4 inches, and then you scrunch everything up, sew it all up and down. And so that it was super easy. Like, I can find the actual stitch that you know, the vertical stitch, and then crochet through the front post. And it worked each time. So I was quite pleased with those. I'm really excited to keep continuing this project to crochet some up for my mom in the same color that I did for my mother-in-law. And then for me in the house, I think this is going to be an ongoing project, and probably a lot of my family members will be recipients of them for Christmas, most likely, because I feel so successful at it, you know? The other major thing that I have off the needles is called the Sandwich Coaster Set, and this is by Let's Yarn Over Over. Let's Yarn Over Over. And this is an $8 pattern on Ravelry, so, you know, choose your poison. But she is called Let's Yarn Over Over on Instagram, and she has so many cute projects. She does have another plane flew overhead, propeller plane flew overhead, and it was pretty loud, and then the dog started barking, so I had to stop again. What I was saying is that Let's Yarn Over and Over is her name on Instagram. Go there. You'll find so much inspiration. She's great. This pattern is $8. She does have a less involved or less technical and less less items for the coaster set on Ravelry for $2, but I really wanted the whole shebang, so, and I felt like this would be worthwhile, so I did go ahead and purchase it for $8. Is that another plane? Seriously, do I really have this many planes coming over my head normally? Oh my gosh. This is the fifth one this morning, and I've only been out here an hour. Alright, let's pause for a second. Okay, guys, I literally just had four different planes fly over. You know, these are all privately owned planes. They have to tell the tower that they're flying, but they are not in the flight path of the commercial plane. So, you know, and I do live where a lot of people, like all the rich people, live half a block away from me. And they seem to all have planes, and they all have decided that they want to fly this morning, apparently. Okay, so as I was saying about the sandwich coaster set, this pattern is really good. I am glad that I bought the $8 pattern. I say it's really good with some caveats. The first one is, she obviously did not have this test crocheted by people, because I have found quite a few mistakes, but I figured it out on my own. And also, she is extremely vague in a lot of things. Like, for instance, when she tells you what materials you want to use, she says colorful yarns and a suitable crochet hook. So that is kind of a lie. I don't think I would crochet this out of anything less than a DK weight yarn. So I would have said, like, using a DK or a worsted weight yarn. I used worsted weight Red Heart Super Saver for this because I wanted it to be washable, because my son was going to use it, and also Easy Care and Hardy. And I've never used Red Heart Super Saver. This was the first time. And here is another plane. Oh my gosh. This is the 10th one this morning. Hold on. Apparently 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday is when everybody decides they want to get up and start flying. So as I was saying, I wouldn't knit it with anything less than a worsted or DK. And I also wouldn't knit it on, I would knit it on the recommended crochet hook for, well, no, actually I went down, because for a Super Saver, it says to use a 6mm crochet hook, and I used a 5.5. But it is so adorable and actually really, really fun and addictive to knit. So what it is it's a bread bag, pretty much what you make. You make two slices of bread and then you sew them, or what I did was slip stitch them together. So it has an opening at the top, and so it turns into a bag, and the bread is so fun. And then inside, for the actual sandwich part, which are the coasters, you make a slice of ham, you make a splatter of mustard, a splatter of ketchup, a slice of tomato, a slice of cheese, an egg, a fried egg, a slice of purple onion, and lettuce. She also has a cucumber in there, but I just didn't end up making the cucumber, which I'm totally fine with. My son is very happy with what I did crochet him up, and it's just so much fun. There are some things, like, for instance, my tomato doesn't look anything like hers, and I looked through the pattern, I read through the pattern quite a few times, and she's got these ridges in her picture of the tomato that her pattern does not tell you how to make. The only thing I can think to do is do some slip stitches on top to make those ridges, which, you know, I don't really think I need to do. But the colors that I used, all in Red Heart Super Saver. So let me rearrange myself. So for the ham, this is in no particular order. For the ham, I used Light Raspberry, which honestly does look like ham meat color. For the purple onion and the white of the egg yolk, I used color white. And then also the color, there is another plane coming, dark orchid. Hold on, guys. And then for the, is it the yolk of the egg? That's the yellow part. I used saffron. I also used this for my slice of cheese. Then for the tomato and the ketchup splatter, I used cherry red. For the lettuce, I used, where is the colorway on this one? Oh, I did not use Red Heart on this one. This one's Walmart's Mainstays 100% acrylic. And I guess the colorway is 2022-12-52. I really feel like that's the batch name. I think it's just called green, actually. And then for the bread, for the main slice of the bread, I use the Red Heart colorway buff. And for the darker crust part, I use the colorway cafe latte. Okay, we are now at 15 planes. It's ridiculous. Wow. And I feel like I hear another one. Oh, way off in the distance coming. But that's what I used for that. Sandwich coaster set that I made. It took me about 2 weeks to crochet it all up because I was kind of learning the ropes. There was a lot of new techniques to me. I had to finagle the pattern quite a lot. But when I posted this online, a good friend of mine that's a social worker saw it, and she requested me to make it for her office where she works for WIC, and so there's a lot of little kids that come in. So I said, absolutely. So I've started a second set. And while the whole project's not done, what I do have done is the bread bag, the mustard splatter, the purple onion, the ham slice, and the lettuce. And I started this the night before. So I started this Thursday night. So you can see how it's not only addictive, but really fast to crochet up once you figured out all the little, you know, nitpicky things. But that is on the shelf. On the couch. So these are oldies but goodies, so I'll go through them super fast. My Battenberg blanket is coming along beautifully. I currently have 136 squares. I've got 40 white, 31 coral, 36 in the tranquil, which is the sea foamy blue, and 31 in the canary colorway. And then I have one multicolored one in which the center of it is the tranquil and the last round of crochet is the white. And I liked that so much. I've got this teeny tiny little ball of canary left that I'm going to make another one of those for. My plan right now is to crochet up at least one more skein of the white that I'm currently working on, and then take it over to my mom's and start laying it out and see where we're at. I've got two more color skeins that are out there besides from the white. My mom has the blue, and my sister Kelsey has, I think it's a purple, like probably kind of like a springy purple, like a lavender maybe. And I'm gonna take stock of things, see what we need. I did buy four skeins of the white, and since I get about 31 to 34 squares per skein, I feel like I need at least three. Like, I think I need probably close to 100 white squares. So I'm thinking. And so I want to start laying it out so that I can calculate out better where we're at and if I need to order any more of the yarn from Knit Picks. And I'm using Knit Picks Brava Sport Weight on all of that. So I'm super excited about that. Crocheting these up on a 3.5 millimeter crochet hook. And it is my go-to on-the-go project. You know, obviously at 136 squares, I have the pattern memorized. So when I first started this, if I started a square, I needed to finish the square, because when I picked it back up, I wouldn't know where I was at. Now I'm just like, meh, I know exactly where I'm at no matter what on these squares, and I don't need the pattern anymore. Obviously, I think I didn't technically need the pattern after like the 5th or 10th square, but I still keep it in my basket. The squares are now overflowing the basket that I've been storing them in, so I will have to be moving them soon to another container, but otherwise I am super stoked about that. I already talked about the second sandwich coaster set, so for that one I'm going to do a tomato slice, the egg, the cheese, the ketchup, and that might be it. I think that's the last that I need to do for this, because I still don't really want to do the cucumber, because that would require me going and buying another green shade to do the cucumber, and I feel like it's not really necessary. I got all of the skeins that I'm using on the sandwich coaster set. I lucked out majorly and got, let's see, how many skeins are there? There are 3, 6, 8. So, 6 out of the 8 skeins I got from Walmart, and you know, Walmart doesn't necessarily have sales on things. They do have their rollbacks or their clearance, and for some odd reason, their Red Heart, when I just was casually looking, was on clearance for, I think it was $1.50 a skein. So I got what colors I could from Walmart, and then we used coupons to get the pink and the purple from from Joann's. And I still think even with the coupons, they came out to $4 a skein. So yeah, you know. So I'm really grateful that I'm crocheting up a second coaster set for my friend, because that uses up more of this yarn, which, by the way, oh, it's so crackly, scratchy. Yeah, I'm told that if you wash it, it changes its shape completely. Like, the characteristics just change to very soft. So once I'm done with this second coaster set, I'm going to put both of them into the wash and see what comes out. The other thing I have on my needles is my Smooth Sailor by Martina Baim. There's not much to report there. I'm just knitting along. Look at that. I messed up the opposite way this time. I'm using a US size 6 needles. I'm using the Knit Picks Alpaca fingering weight. And I'm just crocheting along. I'm just knitting along. Now, it's not getting too much love because I really want to get my... I'm trying to find my phone. Really want to get the Battenberg blanket done ASAP, because my parents, I think, will be leaving in September. So I really want to, you know, make that my main focus. I strive to have at least 10 squares done a week. So however that looks like. I can knit about crochet about five squares an hour. So there's that for you. And I want to get this second coaster set done for my friend, so she can have it in her office. And plus, it's super easy. I'm going to get it done today. I know I am. And I'm not stopping for that plane. It's not happening. I'm going to keep on rolling. But there is one pattern that I want to talk about that I found while watching the Knit Girls on YouTube. Now, they are my diehard girls, Leslie and Laura. I've been watching them from the very beginning. I think they're well over a decade long or more. They've got a ridiculous amount of episodes. And recently, Leslie knit up this t-shirt, I guess you would call it, called Tia. And it is on fingering weight, the needle sizes are US size 7s and 9s, and even the largest size, which is a 3X, only uses 800 yards. So I was looking at that. I was like, oh my gosh, that's like my Smooth Sailor from Martina Bam. It's going to be lightweight enough that I can hold it without fatiguing my arms. My gauge or my tension won't matter terribly much on this one. And I have so much of two skein batches in my stash. And I got so excited that I try not to splurge anymore on patterns. So I have bought in the last month two patterns, each of them $8. This was the other one. And so I went over and I got it because I just want to knit. And seems to be so few things that I can knit on right now. Now I am improving I've been going to the chiropractor, I've been getting medical massages, I've been doing a ridiculous amount of stretches every single day. I've been using a tennis ball to massage my arms and my neck. And I am improving. I still don't have the strength, like my hands still feel very weak. So I still don't have the strength left to like hold anything heavy in my lap. Now, when I say heavy, you guys would think, what are you talking about, Emily? Knitting isn't heavy. Well, it actually is, especially working on anything heavier than a fingering weight, and the tension causes so much strain on my hand. So I'm really hoping that by the fall I'll be able to knit socks again. That's my goal. So that's what I'm working towards. I'm being very conscious about how I'm taking care of myself to work towards that. So I went hunting through my stash, and I went so much hunting that we went up to my parents-in-law's, and because they have a few tubs of my yarn still up there, because we had to find some place to store some of our things. Oh my gosh, that's three planes all together right now flying. You've got to be kidding me. They must be a big group or something. Go on, go fishing, get out of here. They're all headed toward the Kenai. I can tell by the direction that everybody's flying. They're all headed down to the Kenai to start to go fishing, I'm sure. Anywho, so we went up to my parents-in-law's, and while they played with Jimmy, I searched through the tubs because we had to put some tubs up there. That's what I was saying. That because with all of Jimmy's doodads, we just didn't have enough space in the house for frivolous things like yarn. And so I got really excited hunting through all of the yarns and finding all of the batches. And like, I want to knit this Tia top in every single one of the, I think it was 13 different batches that I have, or pairs I have. I posted, I sent pictures of every single colorway to my bestie Stephanie, and she picked this one color purple that I was like, yeah, I really want to knit that too out of that one. But then there's this other one that I really want to knit that's this peachy color. Oh, I don't know. And so I took it to my knit and crochet group on Sunday, and they pawed through all of them. They were like, oh my gosh, I love this yarn. I love this yarn. I love this yarn. Oh my gosh, I love all of it. But funnily enough, they chose the same purple yarn that Stephanie chose. And it is by one of my ride or die independent dyers, Hazel Knits. I haven't been able to purchase any of her yarn since I moved back from Portland. So this is the last of my Hazel Knits that I have in my stash. But it is two skeins of purple, a deep kind of royal purple, verging on eggplant. It's funny how it kind of verges there. And I'm so excited about it. So I'm gonna cast that on once I have completed A, the current skein of white that I am working on in the Battenberg, and B, the crochet coaster set for my friend. Those are my two requirements, but I am going to cast that on. So I'm super excited about that. Hopefully, it'll be on the needles by the next time I record.
personal skill set. Where'd you get that pattern? This is a question I know I've heard, and I'm positive you've heard as well.
It is a question that we ask of other crafters and is asked of us over and over again.
And it recently got me thinking about where do we get our patterns. And so I've done a search about websites and apps that have pattern accessibility. And I've ranked them in order of hierarchy of searchability, accessibility, and how you obtain the pattern itself. Like, is it on the website or does it redirect you? Now, what was I going to say here? Oh, my other criteria is that I only wanted to search for free patterns, whether it be knit or crochet. And this is what I came up with. The very first website, and it's only a website, and I'm sure we all know what I'm talking about, it's Ravelry. Now, this is my number one because I don't have a problem with their new website format, new-ish, like, what is it, a couple years now old? It doesn't give me migraines or anything like that. I've never had any trouble, but you might struggle to use Ravelry, so this might not be your number one place. But as far as searchability and accessibility of the pattern itself, Ravelry ranks number one. Like, I know I can go there and search for a pattern type or style or like garment type or home decor type, and I will get loads and loads of free patterns that I can usually download straight from Ravelry. Sometimes it redirects you to a blog. So that's my number one. My number two is actually kind of a weird one. It's YouTube. As I started crocheting, I didn't feel confident in my own skills. And so I started looking on YouTube for not really patterns, honestly. It was more about techniques. But I started looking for patterns when I realized that so many crocheters out there actually walk you through their entire pattern on a video on YouTube. Now, you cannot search on YouTube. There's no filters that I'm aware of. So you really have to know what you're searching for. But if you put in free crochet baby sweater, you will get so many tutorials and they will walk you through the entire process. You never, even though they always link the actual written pattern, I didn't go to her website until the end when I was writing up my show notes. I did the entire sweater for Jimmy on the YouTube platform. Same with his crochet hat that I finished up a while back. I haven't looked for any adult things on there, but as far as baby things go, or hats and accessories, YouTube has been really wonderful. Now, there are a bunch of other websites, and so I am going to go through my other tops. So the first one that I absolutely really have fallen in love with is Love Crafts. Now, I didn't know this until I started looking around, but Love Crafts is actually really the mother company. Wait, is Love Crafts the one that I'm thinking of? Hold on. Is it Love Crafts or... Oh, nope. Okay, so Love Crafts is great, and I absolutely love it. And this is my number three, but it's not the one I was getting it confused with another one. But I really, really like the layout of the Love Crafts website, at least on my iPhone. I love that they've got, when the pattern is free, they literally have a little sticker on the image of the pattern that says free. They've got all kinds of filters. You can filter, let me tell you. You can filter accessories, blankets and throws, others, hats, toys, there's more.
You can filter it by women, babies, girls, boys, men. You can filter it by language, yarn weight. So they've really tried to... okay, let's go back to home because... Okay, free crochet patterns. See, on their homepage, it just immediately says you can click on just free crochet patterns, or you can click on free knitting patterns, or... Oh my gosh, they've got so much on here. It's so great. But I really, really love that. And also, when I did click on one of their patterns, which was the Honey Bee, it says it's downloadable, it's English, and I just can download it straight from the website. They don't redirect me at all. And I found that on all of their patterns, at least on the Lovecraft. And I really appreciate that with them. Now, the next one that I also have been really enjoying just browsing through is Yarnspirations. So this is the one that I had no idea was actually the mother company of Barnett, Red Heart, and Patton's yarn. So this one, you can, there's a little search icon at the very top next to the cart icon that you can just go ahead and put in whatever you want, you're wanting to search for. You can go to their patterns tab and you can filter it by the type of craft you want to do: crochet, knit, craft, sewing. They have embroidery, applique, quilting. Oh my gosh, there's so much. They've got lots of different categories. So you can filter it by that. What I did find difficult, I'm going to try it again right now. Let's just say I'm going to put in coasters. Go. Okay. Things did come up. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Yeah, for some reason, what's come up when I put in coasters is a Red Heart pom-pom chandelier. Like, or a wall starburst hanging. That is not a coaster. Or a weaving belt. See, yeah. Their search engine isn't the greatest as far as that. Let me just put in a generic thing, sweater. Let's see. Yeah, all their sweaters are there. And then again, when you click on the pattern, it literally just shows the pattern immediately on your screen. And you can save it from there. There's no redirecting you or anything. Now, there is one caveat to all of this. I have crocheted one hat for Jimmy, which was a bonnet. If you saw my post a few months back in which I lamented that it looked like he was making fun of the Amish, I hated that pattern. Hated it. I don't know if all of their patterns are as poorly written as that one. I am going to maybe try a few more. I mean, as when people are ranking these, very few patterns are actually ranked. Most of them are less than 3 stars. Like, quite a few of them have 1 stars. So take that for what it's worth as well. All right, so then there is a new to me... Actually, the next one I'll talk about is Pinterest. Now, Pinterest is interesting. You really have to take some time on Pinterest to find patterns, but you can find them pretty darn easy. If you put in free crochet patterns or free knitting patterns, like a deluge will come up. The time spent is that you're being redirected to other websites. Obviously, it's Pinterest, right? To then obtain that pattern. And I have actually been finding it very difficult when I've been redirected to these websites to actually obtain the pattern from the website that I'm redirected to. I actually have not been successful on the 3 attempts I tried. One of them, I just was like, you know what, I'm just going to search for this on Ravelry. And I did, and I found it on Ravelry. And it is, oh my gosh, I want to crochet this up so bad. It's the mushroom tote bag. It is so cute. It's free on Ravelry. And yeah, I am so excited about that one. I want to crochet that one up so badly. Another one that was new to me And I haven't spent too much time on it because it I actually found it super annoying, is Ribbler. Now, Ribbler is R-I-B-B-L-R. They have a website, but they also have an app. Okay. How do I put all this nicely? Most of the patterns that I'm finding on here are very crude. Some of them are actually really nice. Like I'm looking through right now, I'm finding a few that I might actually want to look at. They have a lot of free patterns, but they also have a lot of paid for patterns. I would say that this app and website is probably more geared toward not even the millennials. What is it? The newest generation? Generation Z, I think. I feel like it's more directed towards them. I'm not really feeling the love or the desire to crochet or knit any of these things up, really. Oh, well, I say that, and then I just found a really cute basket. Small puff stitch basket, but it is $4, so I'm not getting it. But it is really cute. Yeah, there's just some weird things on here. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at a granny square dress that kind of looks like something a 20-year-old would wear out to a club. So not interested in that. Super awkward granny square slip-over vest, which they want to charge $5 for. And it just looks like you crocheted up a whole bunch of granny squares, patched them together, and you didn't even try any shaping or like half squares or anything to make any kind of shaping. But then there are some other things like Grandpa's Granny Square. Oh my gosh, this is so beautiful and it's free. I'm going to heart it right now, actually. And so that's how you get things into your library on Ribbler. Is there's a heart icon. You can click on the image of the pattern and it'll take you there for it, so you can read the description and stuff, or you can just click on the heart on the image there and it'll add it to your wish list / library. And so there's that. Let's see, there was one more. Let me look at my list. Oh, just websites in general or blogs in general. So you've heard me mention quite a few times on here that when the crochet pattern is free and you go to their website, there is so many ads. It breaks it up. It's the same thing with recipes, right? And I was finding it super frustrating. However, I learned a really valuable lesson about this and I don't find it so frustrating anymore. So, you know, people who create take the time and the energy and their, maybe not expertise, but their desire to create and put out a pattern for us to enjoy or a recipe for us to enjoy. They might not charge you for it, but they did put time and effort into it. Like I did for my head kerchiefs or my balls, you know, the little stuffy balls that have little rattles inside that Jimmy plays with. And the way that they can offer these things for free is if they have ads on their website. And what I learned is that the longer the visitor is on the website and the ad is up, like you don't even have to be on that portion of the website. It's just so long as the ad is, quote unquote, up on the screen, the creator of that pattern or recipe receives kickbacks from you being on there. The longer you were on that website, the more they get kickbacks for. And so it's a great way for on the back end for creators to actually receive compensation for the hard work that they put in. And once I realized that, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't care about the ads anymore. I can easily ignore them, scroll past them, click out of the pop-up screen that comes up, although I don't know what that means for them as far as compensation. But it's the same thing with me being like an Amazon affiliate. Like if you use a link on my website and go over and purchase something while having used that link,
I get a kickback from Amazon. Granted, I've gotten very little from that, but I have gotten a couple dollars, which actually means that you guys are using the link a lot more than I thought you were. So thank you for that. Because, you know, it's like, I think I get like half a cent per dollar spent on Amazon as an affiliate. Anyway, I really appreciate it now. I might not like it. I might not love it, but I appreciate the reason why it's there, and I'm grateful for the free patterns. So that is my list of websites to find free knit and crochet patterns online or apps. So take it for what it's worth. This is just what I have discovered in the past couple of weeks as I've been going down this rabbit hole. But there were so many others, too. I totally forgot. I didn't even look at, I think it's called Wool Gathering or Woolspirations. I forgot to look at that website, too. Dang it. See, there was so many more I wanted to look at. And I just didn't get a chance to. So keep searching, my friends. Let me know what websites or if there's other apps that I'm not aware of that have patterns on there, let me know about them. I'd really appreciate that. Remember, again, my criteria was accessibility, affordability, and those were my criteria. So that is personal skill set, and I think that I am going to end things there. I will announce the winners of the knit and crochet craft along after this segment. But otherwise, I'm not going to do my other segments today. I think I'm going to leave it. I'm a little too frustrated with all the planes. All of a sudden now that I'm done, it's completely quiet out. But whatever. Anyway, thank you guys. Winners of the Knit or Craft What You Love, KAL. This has now come to a close. I have literally just locked the thread on Ravelry, and we have two winners, and I'm so excited. I picked one winner from the Ravelry thread and one winner from the Instagram hashtags. So those winners are, I got to get the names again. Where is it? On Ravelry, it's Trilinda. So that's Trilinda. And Trilinda, and the other person who I'm about to name, get in contact with me, and you have the choice between the Fox Pattern Mitts kit or the Sweater Pattern kit. And the first person to contact me and request what you want, that's what you get. So the other winner from the Instagram feed is Leslie's Lake Life. I get this wrong each time. Leslie's Lake Life. And I'm so excited because Leslie and I have become friends on Instagram, and we've been having great talks about crafting, and she's just been wonderful. So I'm really happy that she won. Oh, and what was the patterns that they won with? Leslie, the one that came up for you was that shawl crochet pattern that you... is this knit? This is knit. It's a knit shawl pattern in white and multicolored. It's very beautiful. I don't think your post... Let me see if your post says what it... Well, it's Over the Moon Yarn and hand knit by Cam, but it's not letting me. Yeah. Anyway, that's the one you won. And Trilinda, the one you won with was your socks that have that wonderful waffle pattern on the leg. Did you use my free pattern for that? I think I put that a pattern up with that waffle or Ribley up there. I did design a pair of socks with that, but I don't know if that's the sock pattern you used, but it'd be lovely to know.
So I'm so excited for you guys. So get in touch with me, Enders Mill Knits, on Instagram or Ravelry. Private message me either place. I'll keep a lookout. I know I've got a lot of Ravelry messages I haven't looked at. I actually literally just looked and I've got over 27. Wait, hold on. I don't want to move from the page. Actually, I'll just take a screenshot of Trilinda's. There we go. Let's see. Yeah, I have 37 messages on Ravelry. And it could just be that the most of them are just pattern updates. Who knows? But I need to take a look regardless. But I am much better at looking at my Instagram messages. So if you want to message me there, feel free. Well, my friends, our time together has come to a close. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Where'd You Get That Pattern? I had so much fun. Can you tell how excited I am about creating right now, crafting? I am really loving what I am able to do, even with my limitations. And I hope that you are finding ways to create whatever that might be. Journaling, paper crafts, quilting, paper, what is it called? Paper piecing? Applique.